So I've been trying to think of a way to tell this story without it going on too long or becoming weird or awkward, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off, but here it goes. So, a friend of mine who I've known for a long time, who I actually met many years ago when she worked with my ex-husband, she is a jewelry designer, and she recently was raising money for a walk or a run for, I think, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And she said whoever contributes a certain amount will be entered in a drawing for a custom bracelet created by her. She creates these beautiful sterling cuff bracelets. And so I made a contribution and promptly forgot about it. And then I saw her yesterday, and she tells me I've won. And I never win these things. I don't enter a lot of giveaways, but I know this wasn't really a giveaway, but I just don't usually win. And my friend started laughing, and she said, "Guess who did the drawing?" And I immediately started laughing because I know one of the other friends of hers who had contributed was my ex-husband, because they're still in touch. And so my first guess was him, and she said, "Nope, it was his daughter, who's, I don't know how old she is, but she's a toddler." And these things don't surprise me. These kinds of situations are part of my life all the time now. But it was a particularly, I don't know if poignant is the right word, just interesting moment to think about that. and that he has a daughter, and that there were so many sliding doors, particularly around the time of our divorce, when things could have gone in so many different directions. And I had this strange moment, and this is going to sound completely weird, but at one moment my friend said something about ex-wife or ex-husband. Oh my gosh, this is going to sound so weird, but I had a strange moment of pride. Not because we're divorced, not because he's my ex or I'm his ex, not because of anything like that, but because I have this connection to this person who is an amazing person, a wonderful person who I still have so much love for. And I was proud of that connection and of the time we had, and proud that we both seem to have found our place and where we belong. And that's all. I'm afraid if I don't stop here, I'll just keep going and rambling. But that's my story. Happy Friday.